You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now we are joined in the studio by global innovator Matt Hart. How have you been?
Yeah, great to see you, Joel, and meet you too, Evie. It's fantastic to be back. Had an amazing summer.
Yeah.
We're enjoying the great Kiwi summer, aren't we?
Yes.
And I've made the most of that. So nice to be back and nice to be back in the studio. Let's see what fun we can have in 2025.
Exactly. 2025. What? Time's going so quickly, isn't it?
It is.
It's already 2025.
I know, and you know, we've... we're already 2 weeks in.
I know.
But I'm sure like a lot of people, they'll have made those things we call New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
And for a lot of people, they'll already be slipping behind on them.
Yes, right? I definitely am.
That's quite relatable.
Yeah, I definitely am myself. I feel like, so for our listeners, we're talking about New Year's resolutions today. Do you have any yourself, Matt?
Well, yes, I do. And I'll come and talk about them because for me, it's quite an important year. So in my domain of creativity and innovation, you're always trying to learn from what you've done, be insightful about that and trade that forward. And I think resolutions are no different.
Yeah.
If you think about the root term, the Latin term of resolutions, it's about resolve, you know, creating resolve. And so one is, what did you resolve from last year? And if you're wanting to reboot and tap that energy of the new year and create what we call New Year's resolutions, then it's not about starting or making some sort of wish list about what I wish would happen. And then, you know, by the time mid-Jan, end of Jan, you've completely forgotten them.
Yeah.
It starts with, how did I go last year?
Yeah, exactly.
And you could review those you set up for last year or not, you know, and then be insightful about that. What worked? What didn't? What do I want to take with me? What do I want to let go and trade forward into the new year?
Yeah. And I feel like a very common thing is like people will set up these New Year's resolutions towards the end of the year. And if they don't immediately get on track with it in January or February, they'll just throw it off until next year is what I imagine. So I think for me personally, New Year's resolutions shouldn't necessarily be about like starting the year and going strong. If you do fail at whatever point, not maybe fail, but like fall behind, I guess, just keep going at it, you know?
Well, there's some good science here, and then there's some good quasi-spirituality we can bring to bear. So there's like a spectrum around resolutions. There's some really good science that says if you're a goal setter and you're that sort of person, you can articulate your goals of what you're trying to achieve for the year, 3, 5, 10 things you're looking at doing. And then if you write them down, and you know, pen and paper, and you put some milestones around them, the science of some very smart professors and universities in the States have said that that increases the likelihood of the potentiality of them coming into the world 42%, which seems a very specific number, but there you have it. So there's the goal setting and the writing, and then at the other end of the spectrum is sort of intentions, manifesting, you know, attending to, which is more the TikTok world, right?
Yeah.
In terms of what we see on TikTok. And it's that sense that rather than being very specific on a set of goals, you almost know your North Star. Do you know what I mean? You know, your direction of travel and what it is you're trying to head towards this year. And so coming to make those New Year's resolutions, you have a sense of what it is you want to achieve in the world. And then you break down that North Star approach into, well, what am I attending to?
Yeah.
And then what am I intending for? So the difference between attention and intention.
Yeah.
And then you embrace the TikTok quasi-spirituality and you manifest that. What does that mean?
Yeah.
It means every day you wake up and be mindful that this is what I'm heading towards in 2025. And this is what I'm going to focus on today.
Yeah.
Right? And so you have that intention. This is what today is about, heading towards that goal. You go about your day, and then at the end of the day, you reflect.
Yeah.
How did I go? Did I travel towards it? Did I not? Did today work out?
Yeah.
And then you go, okay, you take those learnings and you roll them forward tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so I think that spectrum's a really interesting approach to make something of these New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Rather than just a vague wish list of what we might wish to happen.
Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of New Year's resolutions is habit building, essentially. Like I know for me personally, I want to read 40 books this year. I like reading a lot. And
that's
I was able to read 34 books last year.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. In terms of resolving that year, give us your top three highlights. If you would recommend and trade forward for people this year.
So what, I guess like...
What stays with you? Which books?
Oh, that's a good question. I can't remember off the top of my head. Oh my gosh.
Were
they factual? Were they novels? What are you more drawn to?
One factual.
Yeah.
Mostly fiction.
Okay.
But I do want to read more non-fiction this year.
Okay.
I read an autobiography last year as well, which was a first.
Do you remember who?
It was Michelle Zona. She's the singer from Japanese Breakfast, and it's basically just her upbringing, talking about how her mother passed away and how she is sort of coming to terms with the trauma by reflecting on the sort of Korean dishes, because she's half Korean, the Korean dishes that she grew up with and all that stuff.
So using food as a medium of sort of social storytelling.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Evie, you were going to say, sorry?
I was just going to say, I remember Joel telling me that you were reading Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
No,
year.
Was I reading Diary of a Wimpy
yeah,
Kid?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I swear it was something else. I read some really random books last year, like The Fault in Our Stars and stuff like that.
It was a mixed 36.
It was a mixed 36. I can say that for
well,
sure.
Over the summer holidays, I read a number of books. You know, there's a great opportunity when you're just up there, you can downtime and read. It's a very luxurious thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was by Stephen Fry, that book, Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of his Greek mythos series.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite a challenging read, but a really exciting read. What about you, Evie, if you're going to recommend a book from last year? Are you a reader?
I am a reader, and that's one of my goals for this year too, is to read more. Last year, one of my favourite books I read was an autobiography as well, and it's of Viv Albertine. She's the guitarist from The Slits, the punk band,
yeah.
And I just loved her whole attitude towards it. Basically, she went into this band that kind of defined the world of female punk, and she couldn't even play the guitar, right?
Damn.
And learning the guitar was another one of my goals last year, so I just felt quite inspired by her, that you can kind of start from somewhere where you don't have any skills and, like, create something so cool. It was a great book. I would definitely recommend it.
And can I ask, last year, did you learn the guitar, and are you going to keep it going?
I did, and I am keeping it
going. Oh, really? I didn't know about this.
Yeah, secret fact about me.
Oh, my goodness.
That's fantastic. Well, mine are, and I don't really like to call them resolutions, because I think, like you're saying, Joel, they don't become habits. We don't attack those resolutions. They're just a bit of a wish list on the night. So more the things I would like to manifest this year and my intentions are, one, to make more of this with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we could have some real fun with this show and what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to be partnering with a creative agency here in Auckland about doing some work for Enterprise in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then the work I am doing, which where we started this conversation, is around Next Gen. And the ideas of creativity and innovation for those audiences, I'm going to really double down on efforts to make that work this year.
Look at us going, how are you going to do that?
A number of things. One, you know, I don't know if I've let you know, but I'm halfway through, a PhD.
Oh, really?
Wow.
No,
yeah,
I did not know
in,
that.
In creative practice. Yeah, so as part of that project, I want to explore the idea of storytelling, fictional or factional storytelling, in a way to use those mediums like TikTok, even though I'm far too old to be on TikTok.
So you're never too old.
It won't be me on TikTok. It might be the brand or the story. And use emotional storytelling as a way to tap insightfully into people's, what we're exploring, their desires for a better life, creating who they are, putting their ideas that they want to work on into the world. So you use storytelling around that, deep emotional connection, and then segue that or trade that into taking my creativity program for Next Gen Innovators.
Nice.
So I want to explore those spectrums of what we're doing here into programmatic learning and doing to actually unleash your future.
Nice.
So that's what we're going to be exploring.
That sounds really, really awesome.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Yeah, no, that sounds very, very cool. Do I have any other New Year's resolutions? I guess it's just about building healthy habits, like going to the gym and just working out. You have some facts on your little iPad there, Matt.
Well, I was just saying, it was more about that 42% thing. But the other thing there, Joel, in terms of increasing the likelihood that you might get fitter and keep going to the gym, is it scientifically proven that if you do these things with a buddy, right, with a mate, then that mate can hold you to account for what you've said you want to put into the world this year, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And so my suggestion would be, in terms of or whatever it is, whether it's reading more books or being part of a book club group or saying I'm going to the gym and joining a gym community or having a mate do it with you, tidying up our diets, all those usual things we do, don't do it alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those
yeah.
ingrained habits of the past that hold us back are kind of, they're too strong, they're too ingrained for us to overcome by ourselves.
Yeah.
Grab a mate, grab a couple of mates and a community around you to help you realize the things you want to do this year.
And I think even for those who don't necessarily have friends or people around them that they can hold account to, like, I think the good thing about living in this, like, sort of digital era is, like, you can have, like, online forums and, like, online book clubs and stuff. Like, one thing that's helped me log books and, like, read books is, like, this website called Goodreads. And you can have, like, a yearly tracker of, like, if you're on target to meet your goals and stuff like that. And you just get motivated seeing people, like, on TikTok, for example, also reach their goals. And, you know, some people have some really insane goals that I would never meet, like reading 100 books in a year. It's very impressive. I could never do that. But just feeling more motivated from what they're doing,
yeah.
And being able to sort of implement that into your own life, but sort of through a routine that fits me. Like, reading 100 books a year sounds incredible. Sounds really awesome. But 40 books for me is a big goal.
It'd be a stretch, wouldn't it?
It would be. It would definitely be a stretch. Definitely possible, but definitely a stretch. So, you know, just constantly engaging in that sort of community makes me feel a bit more inspired to read. And, like, that's kind of like a lot of other avenues out of menu as well.
Yeah, exactly right. And we don't want to get into that here, but there's that idea of SMART goals, you know, that they're measurable and attainable and all those sort of things. It's more like you're saying, if you're not yet clear on those things you want to achieve in 2025, you can take inspiration from other people. And like you're saying, I can't go and do that. Or, you know, these fitness and health and well experts who are training and doing HIIT training or whatever it happens to be. But you can be inspired to move more, to get off the couch, to do more and stretch yourself. And either take the social support, be part of a community, because that's the first step a lot of people have to make.
Yeah. Right?
Get out of my own way, you know. Connect with other people of like minds and like spirits who are trying to do something similar, and use that buddy support and inspiration to make some changes toward better that you're trying to be and do.
Absolutely.
In the world.
I think that is all the time we have for you today, Matt.
Awesome.
Unfortunately, but thank
Cheers,
you very much for
Thanks,
joining
Evie.
The show.
Nice to see you guys. Let's enjoy 2025.
2025
everyone.
Will be very, very awesome, I would imagine. Got lots
right.
in store.
All the best to everyone.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.